Welcome, Vikes. I'm Kiara Martin, and you're listening to KPLY Pali Radio. Last week, many publications in Pali's journalism program went through the production stage for their upcoming magazine. We spoke to a few editors to see what can be expected in their respective upcoming distributions.
Hi, my name is Laura. I'm EIC of Via Verde, which is Pali's student travel magazine.
I'm Serena Graywall. I'm the editor-in-chief of Inc.
What can we expect to see in the upcoming issue of Via Verde?
I think as Via kind of flourishes and really takes its own path on being its proper magazine, we'll see a lot of different travel stories of originating in California. I think we're starting to steer away from more, oversea or oversea-heavy stories. So a lot of local, a lot of things that both people that, you know, live in the Bay Area their entire life, but also just newly moved here can learn from, and just kind of a magazine for everybody.
Inc. this issue has a lot of new innovations. So we have our usual lineup of poetry and fiction, so short stories, and we have a couple new pieces of nonfiction. You can expect to see a review of the new Percy Jackson show and a think piece on hip-hop and the romance within its lyrics, as well as our usual lineup of poetry, fiction, and short stories.
What do you want readers to get out of reading Inc.?
I hope that we can provide a platform for creative writing for everyone in the school who wants to write. And so I hope that readers of Inc. are able to get an accurate picture of sort of the creative writing like life that exists within Pali.
Could you talk about the process that goes into producing these magazines?
Mm-hmm. I think the process is kind of like lost upon, especially an incubator or just like the Pali journalism, because it's such a big building. We're all like, oh, just produce a magazine. But first, I start with story assignments, as everyone does. But I think the big thing was figuring out the money of it and then figuring out the logisticals. So understanding, like, I have the master doc, so I have to link all my images, and then I have to ultimately produce the magazine. So it all comes down to that one InDesign spread, which I think could be a bit stressful for people, and not a lot of people can really understand kind of the intricacies of actually producing a magazine. And then after I sent it to print, which is also a whole cycle of its own, because you have to send it to proper printing companies, you have to talk back and forth, and then your magazine is printed, and then it's amazing, and then you give it to your parents and they love it.
Inc. is, because we receive so much of our body of work from student submissions, our job as editors is largely just designing Inc. and organizing it together. And so a lot of it is just kind of organizing the pictures that go with the spreads, the text that goes with the spreads, and we're trying to kind of get those together in a way that's aesthetically pleasing, and then we can present it to the public.
That's all for now. Be sure to follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, and Instagram at KPLY Pali Radio. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time, Vikes.